What's good, y'all? It's your boy Ken Barkle here with the Too Easy Podcast. And for one, I want to clear the air and touch base on a couple things. But for one of them, if you're living in the UK and you can't and you don't have access to any of our podcasts or anything like that, and from my understanding, there's a lot of people out there that hit me up that are from the UK, and supposedly they do not have access to this podcast. Supposedly we might be banned. But I haven't gotten word from my team or anybody on my team saying that we did get banned or anything like that. So I don't know. I will have to touch base with Spotify and all of them to see if we did get banned. If we did, here's what I can do. Hit me up on social media and be like, hey, I'm one of your average, you know, everyday listeners and everything. We can't get your podcast in the UK. And we'll figure out a way to get them out to you, okay? Like I said, even if we don't get credit or whatnot, We want y'all to listen, especially if you enjoy listening to this podcast. I mean, we've been going for a good year and a half now. We love doing this. We love it. And so we want to make sure we get the message out as much as we can. And much love to y'all. Please let me know. Hit me up on social media. All my links and all my co-host links are going to be down below in the description. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, then never mind. But and then secondly, if I refer you to this podcast, and usually I tell everybody we're very raw, or if you're like, hey man, I heard you got a podcast, man, can I listen to it? You, what's y'all's name and this and that? And I give it to y'all. Usually I warn you, you know, prior to you listen to it, I'll be like, hey man, just heads up, we're very raw. So you might say some things you may not like or may like. So just a heads up, like if you don't like it, you know, I don't want there to be no hard feelings, you know, afterwards. So just understand we're very raw with it. And, you know, most people are like, oh, you know, I like that. I like that raw shit. But they don't realize how raw we can be. And so they go in willy-nilly not knowing anything. And then they get offended and get their feelings hurt. And so I just want to address those people that got their feelings hurt listening to this podcast. I'm sorry. Wasn't my intention to get y'all's feelings hurt or for y'all to be feeling some type of way about it. But I'm sorry. And wasn't my intention to get y'all riled up and get y'all mad. I'm sorry if you took offense to this podcast. I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, on behalf of me and my co-host, we're sorry. But I apologize. I'm sorry. That you're a little bitch. Why the fuck are you going on to any of these platforms? You know we're fucking raw. Why the fuck are you coming on with your fucking feelings? Stop being a little fucking bitch and move the fuck on. Grab your fucking balls. Imagine 10, 15 years ago, you saying, I got offended by a podcast. I'm still going to listen to them. If you're still listening to us and you're fucking offended or you just hate listening, move the fuck on. You're probably a toxic-ass person that just doesn't know what the fuck else to do with their life. Move the fuck on. Go fuck yourself, like Elon said. Shout out to Tesla. But you see, I told you go fuck yourself up front. So now you don't have to listen to this podcast. You can move on, unsubscribe, move on. But you know you don't want to. You know you want to listen, you little bitch, you little fucking weirdo. So stop being a little fucking bitch, grab your balls, and if you're a lady, finger yourself and move on and just enjoy the ride. We're here to fuck around and have fun. Stop being a fucking bitch or a pussy and move on. It's purely and simple. This is all comedy. It's all for the sake of comedy and the sake of fucking around. We're not here to be serious. So there you go. I apologize for you being a bitch. Can we move on? All right. But yeah. Only reason I say all that nonsense because people, you know, are complaining and crying and whining. Shut the fuck up. How about that? Shut the fuck up. Now you can go. Bye. Leave. If you don't want to be here, don't be here. You're like a toxic girl. You're like that girl in a fucking abusive relationship. He's a good man. He could change. You got a fucking black eye and shit. You have to wear fucking sunshades when you go out with your girls. He's a good man. Yo. Yo, move the fuck on, you fucking bitches, fucking babies. Oh my gosh, I haven't got these many complaints since like last year when that feminist group came after us. There's a feminist group that went to Spotify and tried to get us fucking banned here in America. Like, move the fuck on, you fucking bitches. Like, come on now. But anyways, so yeah, I apologize for you being a bitch. Now go move on. Go touch some grass. Go do something. Do something other than being here mad watching a fucking podcast. Because it's still going to happen until we get officially get canceled. And then I'll just start another YouTube channel. Just don't watch our content. That's it. It's very simple. It is very simple. It's mind-blowing. It's ridiculous how simple this shit is. Move on. You don't have to be here. But anyways, back to the show. Have fun. And if you still hate watching and still being a bitch, go fuck yourself. Cue it. What's good? Happy New Year, y'all. What's good? Happy New Year to everybody. Everybody joining us. What's up?
What's good?
I'm here with DP.
Glad we came back. Came back for a new year. We ain't going nowhere.
It's time to go to the gym. Do everything you said y'all was going to do on these New Year's resolutions. And then give up a month later.
I'll tell you what. I went to the gym this morning. Yeah. My God.
Yeah, everybody's there. Yeah,
it was flooded. In there. And I was just in there hungover, you know. I was in there like, you know, fucked up. And I'm just like, God damn, like, what is everybody doing here? So from now on, I'm going to sophisticated, expensive gyms.
Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, now everybody right now is motivated. They're like, okay, fine. Let me start off fresh. Let me do this new.
You got to go to private gyms so you don't get that fluctuation, you know? You got to go to private gyms. Because the next time, like, people are going to start flooding the gym is when it's, like, close to summer.
You can get a lot of people coming into the gym on around January, early January, and then you're going to get people coming in late May.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, fuck. I've been fucking around these past 5 months. It's about to be summertime. Fuck. He's like, now you're just trying to fucking wing it going into summertime.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. And so, right now the gyms are about to be packed these next couple months. So I ain't going to be looking forward to it, but fuck it, you know.
Yeah. I'm definitely, I'll say this though. I'm not really big into like New Year's resolutions.
Me neither.
But I am big into upgrading my life every year. Yeah. So I think I did like I wrote some stuff down for this new year that I want to accomplish. And I think that's how people should take it in life. You know, I think people should take it that way. Like, hey, within this year, what do you want to accomplish? You know what I'm saying? Like, the New Year's resolution thing, I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to stop doing that. Or I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's
should never work out.
Yeah, it's motivated-based. Like, the thing about motivation is it can only be temporary at times.
You got to be driven. That's why you got to set goals. You got to take baby steps and set goals because that's more achievable. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Than saying, I'm going to stop drinking alcohol. It's fucking hard, man.
It's hard to drink alcohol, to probably just go into moderate drinking and then this and that. There's a lot of steps you got to go through. And me too, I'm learning myself to start going through them. Because usually what I'll be doing right now is straight liquid dieting and fucking destroying my fucking body.
Yeah.
Going crazy. And I'll lose the weight. No, don't get me wrong. I'll fucking destroy myself and I'll lose the weight. Like last year, I got down. I was pretty built too. I got down to fucking like 260 something, 260, 250. And I'm naturally in my family, usually our family, we're 300 pounders. You know what I mean?
So what's your dad's weight?
He's around 300 something.
Like 300.
Naturally that big. It's like we have so much. I don't know what it is about our body mass, It's just like we're so naturally big.
But like them Samoan dudes.
Kind of like that. Those motherfuckers are naturally 300 pounds easily. But like, I guess where we come from, I guess from our heritage, we can naturally get up that weight. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And so what's called, like, if we're not working out, just doing, you know, the day in, day out bullshit, we can naturally get there. Just from everyday bullshit. You feel me? And so, yeah, it's hard. And I remember I got down to 260. Now I'm in the 300s now.
So when you was in the best shape of your life, what was your weight?
Oh yeah, I was like 220. Easily. 226.
Damn. 220. So you are just a natural big person.
Yeah, and that's when I fucking like liquid dieted and I wasn't eating nothing for months. I remember I put my body through pure hell. I started bleeding out my nose every day. Like my body.
Which is ripped.
Oh, I was fucking ripped. I was fucking walking around. Girls are like, Ruben, oh my God. You know, motherfuckers were trying to feel my muscles and shit. I'm telling you, it was crazy when I was in like 220. Yeah. I had motherfuckers like rubbing on me and shit like that and fucking doing all sorts of shit onto me, you know, like in public in front of their husbands and shit. They're like, oh my gosh. You're an Adonis. I'm like, yeah, can you stop feeling my muscles, man? You know, and she's like, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm like, I'm telling you, I was fucking, when I'm in shape,
I'm a different dog.
But like you said, I want to get there, but at the same time, I want to get there at my pace now. I'm not forcing nothing anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get there at my pace. Usually I'll do that for a football season or fucking, now I'm just like, you know, when you have no fucking path, like clear path anymore. You're not doing anything crazy because me, I'm always doing something. Like, there's always something crazy I gotta get.
You're always doing some reckless ass shit.
Always some crazy shit I gotta do, I'll lock in. Like, you can't stop.
Like me right now is me. Me is just benching 260. I'm locked in on that.
Nice. Hey, that's a good start, big dog. Yeah, and now I'm like, I'm actually stronger than I ever been now than I ever was. You know what I mean? I'm stronger now. Like, the crazy is, like, even though I'm not ripped or anything like that, like, I'm benching. Like, I actually hit fucking 385 on bench.
Damn.
I'm close to hitting that 405 mark. If there was any little resolution or whatever nonsense, my lock-in goal is 405. My lock-in,
I easily say. 5 pounds. That's fucking NFL linemen.
Bro.
NFL linemen do that shit.
Bro, I'm telling you, I'm trying to fucking get in, but at the same time, I'm trying to cut up at the same time. And it's crazy because when you're lifting that much weight, your body's gonna be fucking craving. I used to lock in. I don't know. I feel like I forgot how to do it.
Yeah.
But my body used to just fucking lock in. Like once I lock in, you can't stop me.
Yeah.
You can't stop me. Like, I'm doing it. Like, I don't care if I have, you know, if a girls are waiting for me. I'm like, yeah, I'll see you in a couple hours. She's like, but you just left work. I was like, yeah, I'll see you in a couple hours afterwards. But you know, we're supposed to spend time together. Yeah, well, I'll do it afterwards. You can't stop me if I lock in.
Yeah.
And it's hard. And the thing is, too, sometimes, you know, especially, like, you know you can get shit done. Sometimes you don't want to do it because you know you're going to become a different person. Because when you lock in, you got to literally change, not change, but adjust to that whole situation.
Yeah.
So you got to be a whole different person. So you can no longer have time for certain family members. You don't got time for, you know, doing all the things you used to do.
That's the journey of being a man, though.
That's a journey, and it sucks, though. It's like, and me, I feel like I'm hesitant at times because I'm like, damn, if I change my ways, I might turn into an asshole. You know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, when I'm in shape, I'm an asshole. I don't know what it is. I feel like Shane from The Walking Dead. You know how he's all ripped and shit, and he's like thinking he's the big dog?
Yeah.
I feel like I turn into that asshole. You feel me? And I feel like, you know, and like I said, I try to control myself because I'm like, you know, When you feel like you're the top dog, you feel like you can do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's why I'd be trying to stop myself too, because I'm like, if I full on lock in, I'm gonna be a big asshole. motherfuckers are gonna, a lot of motherfuckers are gonna hate me, which is, I'm not tripping on. Motherfuckers hate me anyways. But, you know, fucking, you know, regardless of what you do, motherfuckers are gonna hate you anyways if you're trying to self-improve, especially on your road to self-improvement. And I'm trying to do it bit by bit, but I know it's not gonna, I'm not gonna get the same results if I lock in. And so I know I gotta lock in. So if there's any little resolution or whatnot, I probably do gotta lock in, even though I don't believe in New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
What's called? I think I do need to lock in.
Let's call it this. What are some things you locking in for this year, 2024? What's some things you locking in?
I'm trying to get down to, goal right now is 250.
250.
250.
So you had three. You're trying to lose 50 pounds.
Yep.
Shit.
Which is easy for me. The thing is, it's not hard for me, but the way I do it is very fucking intense.
Yeah.
And if I do this, I'm going to be a mad mother. Like, you're not going to want to see me around that time. Yeah, like, especially if you're close to me.
You know that one dude that be on the, he make those reels, he from New York, and he just kicks everybody food in the air?
That type shit, yeah. We just like this, fucking walking. Like me, and right now I'm big. Like, I'm pretty fucking, you know, pretty fucking big and shit like that. Yeah. But I'm like, I'm not going to be where I want to be if I just half-ass bullshit like the way I am now.
Yeah.
And so I think I just need to learn, like, if anything I want to do, I want to learn how to control myself, especially when I get in better shape. I want to learn how to control myself, have better self-control. Because sometimes when you're the dog, you just want to let loose. You feel me? When you're the dog, you want to get let off the leash. I need to learn how to you know, rein it in a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, I'm a different dog when I'm in shape. I'm just like,
once that leash come off, it's just like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm like, I'm really the best motherfucker in here. You know, you walk in like, yeah, that's right.
Everybody, man, sit the fuck down.
He's like, you didn't bow to me, bitch. you just walking in talking shit. I'm just like, God damn. And then halfway through, I remember I was talking so much shit, and then halfway through, I was like, God damn, am I an asshole? I was like, God damn, I had to stop. I was talking so much shit. I was like, God damn, am I an asshole? I'm sorry, I gotta leave, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm coming out too much tonight. I got the fuck out of there. I was like, God damn, I'm an asshole. Hey, but that's when I was in shape.
But it goes right to head, like, immediately.
It's crazy, because you know when you work so hard to get something and you get it?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, you finally achieved something, and you're just like, okay, I'm the big dog. You know, I got it. But, you know, I need to learn how to, these past couple of years of my life, I've been learning the art of self-humbleness, self-awareness. I feel like that's something that I've been learning these past couple of years. It's something that I've been very, very in tune with when it comes to, you know, being humble, being an honest person, being decent, you know. It's something I'm learning piece by piece. I'm not perfect. But I'm learning it and I'm putting it forward type shit. You know what I mean? Because I feel like the righteous man is the man. You feel me?
Yeah.
The humble man is the righteous man. And so I want to live that type of life where I'm humble. You know, I get shit done, but I can be humble about it. And so I need to learn how to, and I think that's why I'm like a little self-complacent at times. Because I'm like, damn, if I turn into this dog, I'm going to fucking start thinking like a dog. You feel me? And so I'm like, I need to learn how to rein myself in a little bit and start, you know, stop, you know, thinking only, you know, as a big dog, but just as a good person. You feel me? But yeah, it can be hard at times for me. I keep it real.
Yeah, I think I'm, I think for me, definitely I want to lock in on, so right now I'm at, last time I got weight 156. I mean 156. You know, I'm a little pipe size. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that. You know what I'm saying? All that. It's really because of how active I am, though. I'm just too fucking, like, being in the Marine Corps. I'm too active to actually gain a lot of weight. But I wanna get to where I'm like 165.
Yeah.
Pure muscle on top.
Shit, so I feel that.
I'm in a gym. I've actually already started my locked in New Year's resolution fucking late November. I've been in the gym at least 5 times a week. So okay. I literally have like 3 gym memberships, man. Well, not 3, but I go to the one in the Marine Corps, I go to one at LA Fitness, and there's like one called One Life. I literally, because if one is closed, I'm going to another. I literally have all these memberships. I'm like, I have no excuse.
I'm locked in
on that shit, man. I think I'm gonna run a marathon this year.
Hey, that's what's up.
I wanna run a marathon, the Marine Corps marathon.
Oh,
it's gonna be rough though.
It's gonna be rough.
26.2 miles, man.
Yeah, I heard about that one. That one, oof. I hear my prayers.
Yeah. I'm going to do it, though.
Fuck it. What's it called? Lock in on a Dave and Goggins mentality.
Hell yeah.
Fucking shit. I'm trying to lock in like Dave and Goggins, but that motherfucker, I think Dave and Goggins is too hardcore for me. I ain't going to lie. That motherfucker is hardcore, but he is the dog, though. You know, like I said, he actually honed in on his dogness, though. He's honed in.
Yeah.
He already started humble. Like me, I started like as a dog. And so I know if I go on this path, I'm going to be, you know, it's hard for me to, I got to rein myself in. You feel me?
I think David Goggins said he was 300 pounds twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now he's down to like, I think 210.
Yeah.
But he's like, that's his like standard weight. And he runs like 200 mile marathons, man.
But yeah, you have to run, like, if you have a certain body type, if you're not going, like, if you're not putting your body through a certain amount of cardio a day, you know, you could just gain that back naturally. Like, it will just, even if you're not eating crazy amounts of stuff, like, it will store extra fat in there. Like, that's the crazy thing about my body type, is that it will store extra fat just because. Like, it won't even do it because it's like, your body always needs a certain amount of fat to survive. You feel me? My body stores probably like 3 times the amount of that, from my understanding, from the last time I met with a nutrition coach, because they did a body analysis on me. And so if I'm not mistaken, it was a neutron scan or something like that, or something in your body, nutrient scan on your body. And, you know, they found that my body needs like 3 times the amount of the regular person and shit like that. It stores it, at least.
God damn.
Some shit like that. It was some crazy shit I found out in my genetics. Like, I have some crazy genetics.
I'm telling you, man, Samoan people, you remind me like a Samoan person. Like, they just...
No, Samoans are probably worse. I ain't gonna lie.
They're just genetically, like, massive people.
Oh, yeah. They're massive as fuck. I'm just like... Danny, it was Samoans or Tongans or Western Islanders.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're all mixed with everything. And they got that, like, that... They got that original Aboriginal, like black, you know what I'm saying? Like that, or Aboriginal African embedded in them. So they got like all this detail in their DNA.
Oh, wait, hold up.
Yeah, this stuff went off.
I don't know. It's back on. I don't know.
It's back on now. Shit. I was wondering what the fuck happened.
Okay, my bad. I'm tripping. It said it stopped for a minute, and then it said it's back on. So I was like, all right. But yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I just, like, in my family, we're just naturally big, but we're naturally big, and so I gotta make sure I'm going against that on top of my injury. You know, I gotta work with all that. But either way, like I said, I'm not making excuses. I'm just gonna go through it. I'm just gonna lock in. And make sure I remember to stay humble along the way. Like, that's my thing. It's a mental game for me. Physically, I can get it done. But at the end of it all, it's going to turn into a mental game. Yeah, I know the dog I can become, but, you know, I don't want to become the dog. You know, I'm telling you, if I become the dog, are you going to see me walk in without a shirt?
I'm gonna
be pep up in love the whole fucking time and be like this. What'd you say? said something? I'm sorry, my bad. Can you repeat that? I can't hear you. I'm just like, I'm over here talking to my boy over here. I'm being a straight asshole. Straight dickhead. Hey, y'all gonna hate me. Y'all gonna be like, y'all gonna wish I get canceled.
God damn, if Izzy wasn't toxic enough, man.
But yeah, also on that, so I'm hearing that we did get canceled in the UK. Like on the real. I called or tried to hit up the support team for Spotify. They haven't got back to me yet, so I haven't confirmed it, but they're saying I got canceled. Or they're saying we got canceled on Spotify out there.
Is it because this season?
I don't know. They just
been saying some shit.
We've been saying some shit.
We've been saying some canceled, shit. I suppose. Raw balling.
Yeah, we've been getting raw with it. We're very raw with it. And so
not everybody can take
it. Oh, you said what?
I said, I guess, like, not everybody can take that. I understand, like, you know, like, people in the UK are very, how do I put it, without offending people, but liberal, right? Very liberal. Nothing's wrong with that. If that's your lifestyle, or whatever, cool. But I think that some of the things we're saying, because I've noticed a lot of people unfollow me on Instagram because I will post some of the content, you know what I'm saying, for Too Easy Podcast. I noticed that, but it's just that they can't handle, like, the rawness, and they want you to adopt their mentality. I don't know. They want you to feel like how they feel. Oh, well, this is a feelings-based world. This world is very soft and caring and loving. It's not. This world is fucking horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, man. It's going to get worse. And at the same time, you got to be aware of it. Like, the only way you can fix a problem is if you acknowledge it. If you just keep beating around the bush and keep pretending it's not there,
yeah,
it doesn't mean it's going to stop. It's always going to be there.
You got to go raw. You got to go in there. You know what I'm saying? You can't just throw some ice on it and be like, all right, yeah, feel better. Like, no, like, this is legit. Like, you got to be, you got to take life with a little bit of aggression. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be liberal, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's really, to me, it's really just the world itself. It's the world itself not the world, but, you know, it's just a certain amount of people that don't understand, you know, what it really is, because they probably came from a nice background, a nice, got to live it cozy up, probably still get to stay with their parents and this and that, get to still live a nice little life. And so when you come from nice backgrounds or decent, decent, stable place, you know, it's easy to be like, no, we should always talk about positivity and rainbows and this and that. And it's easy to get into that mentality too when you come from nothing but, you know, good. And, you know, if you come from a nice background and everything, it's easy to be like, oh, let's be positive and just ignore all the negative. But same time, you got to acknowledge the negative. You got to acknowledge everything that comes with it, because the minute you ignore it is the minute that you can get caught off guard at any minute, and your life can change at any second.
Yep.
And it can be very negative. So
that's why I'm not, you know, indulged in that type of society. I'm not indulging that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I'm not indulging that, like, you know, being soft and shit like that. I don't like that. When people talk to me raw, I receive it as goddamn either motivation or like I check myself. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Yeah. We come off as raw. We come off as honest. And yeah, maybe we said some shit that
yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, we, like, this episode right here, we're just reflecting on the past year.
Yeah,
I really just want to reflect on the past year and really want to just get real with y'all. And, you know, maybe we said some stuff that maybe didn't need to be said. Maybe. And, you know, maybe, like I said, sometimes we do get a little too extra raw and we don't realize it because we're caught in a rant and shit like that. Sometimes we don't. We don't catch it. And, you know, like I said, not saying I'm going to apologize or anything or be a little bitch. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, I understand and I get it, especially if it's like something that's new to y'all. Like, sometimes y'all see, you know, some nice little podcast or you'll listen in it's a nice little gushy little podcast, and then you accidentally stumble onto our podcast, and you're just like, what the fuck? And you're like, oh, shit. Like, you catch you off guard.
These motherfuckers crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, it's easy for you know, people to get caught off guard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I understand that part, and I get it. And, you know, to anybody that we offended, understand that we're coming from a place of, for the sake of fucking around. We're not here being serious. So to everybody that tried to get us canceled, all the groups or whatever, try to get us canceled, understand that we're just fucking around. Y'all are actually taking this shit serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just understand. Once you understand that, I'm pretty sure you'll understand a lot more things. But yeah, we're just here to fuck around. I'm not here to be, you know, I'm not here to tell you how to live your life or how to do anything, or, you know, I'm not here to tell you as a man, you know, or some shit like that. You know, I could, but, you know, we really just fucking around. Like, and at the same time, yeah, we can, you know, give a little bit of motivation, but at the same time, we
you just know what, like now, thinking, now I thought about it. I think I know why.
What's up?
We went a little Dave Chappelle and on some of the episodes. I just thought about it. We did a little Dave Chappelle in there. You know what I'm saying? We went a little Dave Chappelle. And you know what?
Oh, yeah. We did, didn't we?
Yeah. So now I understand. Now I get it. Okay. But I really didn't see anything else aside from like that one time where we were kind of like just throwing and, you know, talking. Like, we was talking to Dave Chappelle in a certain way. And we were kind of saying, like, yeah, like some of the things he was saying, like, we agree with. Which, hey, it's our opinion.
Yeah, I mean, shit. It's not, I'm not here to be, you know, we're not here for y'all to agree with us. Like, we're going to say some stuff that may be out there sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we're not here for constructive criticism. I'm just here to fuck around. I'm not here to be right. I'm here to fuck around. Overall, this podcast is dedicated to me fucking around. And yeah, there is some truth into it. There is some truth in it, and there's some fucking aroundness, and maybe we're wrong. Maybe. But, you know, like I said, it's a dictatorship. We're never wrong.
Never.
And so, yeah, like I said, I mean, now, if there's some things y'all say that I'm incorrect on factually or, you know, logically, and I'm actually incorrect on something, and y'all comment and say, no, that didn't happen at that time. It happened at this time. And I'll be like, oh, okay. Make sure not to say that the next time. You know, I don't mind self-correcting. But yeah. At the same time, don't come in thinking you're going to change up the whole dynamic of what we're already doing. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, everybody wants people to be just like them. Like, no, everybody's different. Embrace everybody's differentiality. And just have fun. Don't take shit personally. People take shit too personally, especially at face value. They don't know how to think for themselves. They really don't.
They really don't.
That shit. I mean, I remember there's this video out right now, which is crazy. Actually, I was just thinking about this video. There's this video out right now on YouTube where it's like, this guy's asking, he's like, about Andrew Tate. He's like, what do you think about Andrew Tate in this case? And they're like, oh, he's a misogynist. And, you know, everybody uses the word misogynist. And then they ask him, or he's like, he's a human trafficker, this and that, which already has been debunked pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much has been. He's not even in trial for, he is still technically under trial for human trafficking, but not for any sexual assaults or anything like that. And so technically, if I'm not mistaken, because they're still keeping him in the country of Romania right now, right?
Yeah.
City or some shit like that.
Yeah, Romania.
And so they're asking around. He's like, yeah, he's a misogynist. And then the guy, all the dude literally says is, okay, define misogyny.
That's the crazy part.
And they're like, they couldn't even do it. And I'm like,
that goes to show that people are just looking at those little clips and they're just hearing the word misogyny over and over.
Yeah, those buzz.
And they're like, all right. They don't even understand the meaning behind it. They're just saying it because they saw it in a clip.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, and then they even asked him, he's like, so why do you think he's in jail? He's like, oh, well, he kidnapped those girls, didn't he? like, no, he's not. He's on trial for that or something like they'll debunk it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, it's already been debunked, but they're still going on about it. He's like, he's a human trafficker. I was like, he's not in right now for human trafficking. He's in just waiting for a deal. It's already been pretty much damn. If I'm not mistaken, it's been taken out. Like, he's no longer on trial for any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been proven. And especially not to, he's still on house arrest because the trial's not over yet.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why. Once you still got to remain in the same type of custody that you were when he first got in until the trial's officially over, if I'm not mistaken. So he still has to remain in custody since he is the accused. It's different in Romania or some shit like that, if I'm not mistaken. And so, yeah, so technically, you know, he's not out there for none of that nonsense. But yeah, no, and you see that all these other people don't really have a thought of their own. You know what I mean? They don't have any thoughts of their own. They just see other people saying it, and they just go along with it.
Exactly.
And the thing is, men like Andrew Tate, men that actually talk about self-improvement, like, I have my issues with Andrew Tate. Like, you know, not saying I got major issues, but there's certain issues I do got on them or with them. And a few of them being, you know, him scamming vulnerable men on his girl's webcam business.
Yeah,
that's one of the problems I do have with him. I will say that.
Yeah, that's right. That's some little shit that he did.
That was fucking slimy. I ain't gonna front. But at the same time, I can't get too mad at him because that's a slimy ass business. But still, that's still kind of shitty to, like, and he jokes about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. He jokes about it, you know, taking advantage of vulnerable men that actually want to kill themselves. You know, that's slimy. They said it on the Fresh and Fit podcast.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, man, that's slimy as fuck.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like about that too, and then he was like, you know, basically he was pimping hoes. That's what he was pimping hoes to do that. And he had to, like,
virtually pimping.
So yeah, wow.
The thing is, he actually gave him a decent deal though. They're going half and half. He literally, if I'm not mistaken, he gave him a decent percentage.
Yeah, decent percentage.
If I'm not mistaken, it was 50-50.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like a third. Yeah, some shit like
that. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If y'all want to say Andrew Tate's a monster for that, fucking the government literally allows, like, websites like XX, you know, like all these porn websites, they allow these things to be free and accessible to your kids, you know what I'm saying, your uncles, nephews, all these people. And there's all types of crazy content on that fucking on those websites. And that shit's
webcam.
That shit is just as bad as webcam. That is just as horrible as webcam. It does something to you mentally. Right?
Yeah.
It's that instant gratification bullshit. It does something to you mentally to where you always crave that instant gratification, but in a sexual way. So, I mean, that what he did was like, that shit was fucked up. At the same time, America allows the same content for free. And there are multiple vulnerable men that are victims of, you know, just like, what do you call it? They're victims of, like, just these websites that are pretty much controlling their mindset and their brain and the way they think and how they act throughout life. So it's just like, you know, like, everybody want to shame Andrew Tate, but goddamn, like, you got to look around. Everybody, all these governments, they're actually, I think in certain countries, I think in Japan, you can't find porn for free. You have to, like, legit, like, you have to pay for that content. And then it's like heavily monitored on what you're looking at. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, man, it's, I don't know. It just, like, to me, for that, like I said, if there was any little chink in his armor or shit that I wasn't, like, cool with, I would say that would be a big part of it.
Yeah.
Overall, as far as his message to men and everything else, I can get down with it. And I do agree with a lot of stuff, a lot of things that I've already believed in. I'm not, you know, and some of these kids also at the same time, there's a lot of people out there, especially like in a red pill community, where they have no image. They have no self-image. They have no self-thoughts. And their whole lives, they've been nobodies. They've been invisible, especially men, young men.
Yeah.
They've been invisible their whole lives. They don't know nothing other than what they see on their phones or whatnot. And then along comes Andrew Tate a couple years ago. And now they're like, oh, shit. You're like, this guy actually sees me. He actually knows what I go through. Now I'm exactly like Andrew Tate. And we get a lot of these kids that are like so red-pilled and stuff like that. Like I said, it's still a decent movement. There's flaws in it. Quite a bit of flaws. It's kind of, like I said, it's the same thing as the Black Lives Matter movement. I believe in the movement.
Yeah.
But as far as the people running it, there's some people in there that are grimy as fuck.
Yeah, there's some scammers. Living in mansions.
Yeah, fucking buying fucking crazy ass mansions and shit like that. And
Candace Parker exposed them, actually.
Yeah, she exposed them, and then they called the police on her. I was like, yeah, she's in my property. I was like, your property? I was like, bitch, what about the families of George Floyd or any of them?
Yeah, well, where's their property?
Where's their property? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, motherfucker. So, yeah, there's some things I don't agree with, but I agree with the movement. I agree with the idea of it. Now, could it be managed better? Could more positive things be done about it? Of course. But, you know, at the same time, it's a pretty decent movement. I don't like the way it's going about. That's all.
Yeah. But
there's some flaws in it. I see it.
That movement died already.
Which one?
But the Black Lives Matter, all these movements, they eventually die. Because they're so, people are so instant gratification. They want things to change right now.
Yeah.
They end up dying.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not hearing too much on it either. I mean, I think people are finally realizing that it's low key a scam. But at the same time, I don't think the red pill movement is a scam, but I do think it's flawed, heavily flawed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think there's a lot of young men that, like I said, they're invisible their whole life. Their whole life, they're invisible. Nobody cares, you know, nobody truly cares. I mean, they only get the basics, you know, from family. But outside of family, nobody really gives a fuck about it. And that's like probably 99% of all men that are not in the top 1%. You feel me?
Yeah.
There's a lot of men. A lot of men. And so they feel invisible their whole lives. And then along comes these red pill figures. You know, alpha male strategies.
Alpha males. And then they're like, oh, shit. Like, this is what I've been yearning for.
What I do. Yeah, exactly. But now they think they, like, the instant gratification part.
Yeah,
they think it comes instantly too, and then we get a lot of these kids running around. They get, oh, I'm out for this and that, and so there's good things about it, and there's negative things about it. And so, I just want people to understand that. But when it comes to Andrew Tate, like I said, I agree with probably 60% of the things he says. I'll say around 60, 70. Like I said, 30-ish percent. And the thing is, the part that I don't agree with, I know that he did all that shit while he was in character. You know what I mean? Because Andrew Tate is not only just a person, he's a character online. He's an online persona.
Yeah.
Just like his brother, the Talisman, they're online personas.
Yeah.
Their real lives are real different. And so from what I've seen, they're more chiller, they're more nicer, more kinder.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got an online persona, and I get that. You know what I mean? But a lot of these people, again, take this shit at face value, and they take it personally.
Yeah.
And they make their whole lives about it. Same thing with the people that try to cancel us. Same thing. They take it personal when they see one of our episodes. They see a clip of our episode or a couple 5 minutes out of a 3-hour session.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, fuck these guys. Who the fuck is the Too Easy Podcast? Fuck these motherfuckers. And it'll start fucking turning into keyboard warriors.
I'm going to try to get these bitches canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you guys.
And so I'm just like, you know, don't take everything at face value, yo. If anything, I want to impart any knowledge to y'all. Don't take everything at face value. Because sometimes you see things see things right there, but you see little bits and pieces of it. You don't see the overall thing that goes along with it. And a lot of people take too much shit at face value.
Mm-hmm.
Stop getting your feelings hurt and start looking deeper into things. Like, if you really want to be a part of something, look into it first. or if you really want to go against something, look into it first. Do your research. A lot of y'all don't do your research, don't look into it, and you guys don't really look into it. And so, like I said, don't take it at face value. Just don't. Trust me. If you stop taking things at face value, you would save a whole lot of time. A lot of feelings getting hurt, and you'd be probably in a better mental space. But like, if you can see past the bullshit, like me with Andrew Tate, I see that he's an online persona. Overall, he's a father. He has kids. He has wives. He's just trying to live his life. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I don't judge him off the character I see online. And like I said, either way, nobody out here can judge. You know what I mean? You're in no fucking position to judge. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So I'm just like, look at your own lives. What have you done? What are you trying to do? You know, don't just come here going after me. Look at your own self. And you'll find a lot of things about your life that you don't like either.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, we're actually honest about it. I'm upfront.
We're actually very raw. We told you what we need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I said,
I told you I'm a buck 50. I ain't ashamed about it, but shit, that's...
Shit, you know what I'm twice his size. I'm fat, I'm fat as fuck. I mean,
I'm twice. Fat.
Yeah, pretty much. Goddamn. But yeah, I'm fat as fuck, though. But at the same time, I'm stronger than I've ever been. So it's like a little conundrum I got going on right now.
Yeah.
So fucking... But yeah, I'm taking it day by day. I'm going to start taking it day by day and stop trying to force everything to happen now. That's my issue, too. So we're not immune to anything. We're not perfect to anything. But at the same time, you know, just, you know, bear with us, understand, you know, we're just people. We're just men.
We're just men.
Yeah, that's all we can be. I'm sure y'all got your flaws too. But don't judge us off what you hear when we're fucking around. Judge us on how we do our actions or how you know, we do our everyday. You know what I mean? That's what I say. Don't judge me from what you see online. Judge me for, you know, don't judge me for what I say. Judge me for what I do. And so I feel like the world would be a lot better place if we did that. Don't just take everything at face value. But yeah, I think, you know, we reflected a decent amount. It's a good reflection episode.
Yeah,
and then we can go ahead and get start on the Raw Ball episode if you want to end it there.
So we're not going to reflect off the crypto and the stocks and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Let's reflect a little bit off that, too.
So crypto actually in the past year has skyrocketed. So to all you people that are listening to these people that are saying, oh, crypto's going to crash, crypto's not real, crypto's not important, it's not the future. I'm telling you, they always say this shit. And you know what they do? They go behind your back and they fucking put buku crazy amounts of money into the shit. And the next thing you know, you're sitting here looking like, oh, god damn, I thought Bitcoin was only 15,000. When did it hit 40? I got to put my money in now. And everybody's putting their money in, and then they're like, got them. Now they're pocketing all that fucking money because they invested it when the shit was down because they fooled you guys. They're fooling you guys. Y'all need to stop listening to these people that are saying, oh, yeah, the recession is coming. Oh, yeah, the recession is not fucking coming. That's bullshit. The housing market is going to crash. All that shit's fucking bullshit, man. They put that content out online just to scare you guys and confuse you instead of you just following your own advice. You know what I'm saying? If me, I follow my own advice, right? I've been investing in the past year and I've made a lot of fucking money because I've just been consistently investing in the past year. I'm up thousands of dollars because I wasn't listening to these what do you call it, like Wall Street liars, basically. These guys are lying. Like, they're lying to y'all. They're lying to y'all, man. Crypto, yeah, in the past 5 years, crypto's still down. But in the past year, crypto's up like, shit, 300%. I know my portfolio is.
Yeah. Nah, my boy's up right now, too. I mean,
yeah.
It's really, like, to people that think about this, I always ask myself, you know, with all these politicians, everybody out here giving all this sound advice, whose pockets are getting greased at the end of it all? Whose pockets are getting greased? Is it yours or the person saying all this nonsense? And so it's usually the person saying all this nonsense. I mean, I'm hearing all these politicians saying, you know, trying to claim crypto. Elizabeth Warren, one of the Congress leaders, coming out and running a whole campaign against crypto. And fucking, you know, Gary Gensler, the SEC head.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, these motherfuckers are only supposed to be making hundreds of thousands of dollars, however they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, they're probably getting their pockets greased just to say this nonsense. And then they get a whole group of rich people. They're like, hey, y'all, I want y'all to start saying there's going to be a recession coming in, which they can. They got hundreds of millions of dollars to play with.
Yeah.
And which hundreds of millions of dollars to play with.
Yeah.
And which is going to keep them in their chair. They're going to get their votes. It's going to keep them in their chair. It's a whole political hustle. That's all this shit is. It's really a hustle at the end of it all. And so I say, this is what I say. Just trust your own instincts. Trust yourself. Go at your own pace. Don't overdo shit and don't force it. That's when you fuck everything up too. But at the same time, yeah, just go at your own pace. Don't listen to some of these motherfuckers. They're probably getting paid to keep you poor. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, think about it. If everybody was rich, then, you know, who's gonna be working machines? Who's going to be doing the 9-to-5 jobs? You know what I mean?
Yep.
If everybody was rich, you know, think about that. You know what I mean? If everybody was rich, if now people are more poor than they have been, and it's even worse, the so-called recession is going to be even worse than the 1929 depression.
Mm-hmm. So-called.
Yeah. And so if it's going to be worse, then why are you going to be taking advice from people that are spending your money in foreign countries and giving billions of dollars to what's called illegal immigrants, giving them health insurance? I mean, I'm just like, you know, just think about it. You feel me? Whose pockets are getting greased, and where is that money going to?
Where is it? I want to know.
You know what I mean? There's missing billions of dollars that are missing. Supposedly the Secretary of Treasury accounted, if I'm not mistaken, they were missing billions of dollars that were just misplaced. Just miscellaneous, or how do you say it?
Miscellaneous,
yeah. Just misplaced. I mean, where the fuck is all this money going? If we're so, you know, we're in a recession, we owe trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
Where's all this money going? We owe $33 trillion to the Federal Reserve. $33 trillion. And taxes are only going up. I mean, where's all this fucking money going? You feel me? So I'm just like, and so right now is the time.
Not going to us, because I'll tell you what, I only got like a 5% pay increase coming next check. So,
hey, that's not bad. I mean, shit.
It's not bad, bro. I mean, it's only 5%.
Yeah, I got you. But yeah, no, I'm really like fucking, like I said, they're trying to put veterans, they're trying to put soldiers on fucking food stamps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to put soldiers on food stamps. They're fucking, the deductibles are going down and everything. Like, it's like, I mean, no, deductibles are going up on everybody's pay stubs that work for the military. I mean, what is, you know, at the end of it all, whose pockets are getting greased and who's being fucked? That's really all you gotta, like, if you really want to bring it to the bottom line, whose pockets are getting greased and who's getting fucked?
That's why you got to just stay consistent with your plan, man.
Yeah,
These
motherfuckers are only getting richer.
Yeah, these motherfuckers only get richer. If you just panic and sell all your crypto, because goddamn, oh, crypto's not doing bad. Crypto's gonna die. I need to get my money out before everything crashes. And then next thing you know, 5 years from now, you know, fucking what's one of these coins? Solana, my favorite one. Solana's worth 10,000 a coin, or you know, some wild crazy stuff like that. Because it happens. It happens like that. And then now you're sitting there like, God damn, like I really sold out of Solana when it was worth $150, and now it's worth 10,000, and I already have XRP.
Like fucking coins like XRP. Shit, I mean, you got all these coins coming out that have a massive potential. Like, just give it time. The Bitcoin halving hasn't even happened yet.
The Bitcoin what?
The Bitcoin halving.
What's that?
It's when Bitcoin, I believe it's something we're doing with mining, if not mistaken. Let me run it back. My bad. It's a Bitcoin halving that's going to be happening this year now.
Is that housing?
Harvest? It's something to do with mining. But
Bitcoin mining.
Oh, halving.
They're bringing it back.
Let's see.
Because I heard they was using too much energy throughout the world. Like the amount of mining. Yeah. That was going on for Bitcoin. It was destroying like the energy. It surges, you know what I'm saying? So they had to create these farms out in Canada because the U.S. banned it. They had to create these mining farms out in Canada.
Okay, so the Bitcoin halving is a Bitcoin halving that cuts the rate at which new Bitcoins are released into circulation in half, which means the supply gets cut in half that's getting put into circulation, which causes the price to rise.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so the reward is expected to continue until 2140. So after we're dead, it's expected to go in deeper in that. And let's see. So yeah, that's pretty much cutting down the supply that's being added to circulation, which is great because now the price has a chance to go up and go crazy.
Yeah.
And so along, and you know, when Bitcoin goes crazy, everybody goes
crazy. Everything goes crazy.
And so you never know what the hell you're going to get, especially at this rate, because last year, let me see. Actually, I can actually tell you right now exactly where Bitcoin was from the 2021 shoot.
Bitcoin was 60,000.
Yeah, it went up to 69,000. Yeah. I'm just trying to see where it was right before that. Because it shot up from crazy, from like a low amount. I think it was like 15,000. I
remember that shit. It was like 6,000 to 9,000. I put some money in, and that shit. And then I took it out right after it went up to like 15,000. I'm gonna take it out. You know, I made a few thousand off this. And that shit went up to 30, 40, 50, 60.
Yeah, it was at about 11. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? I was looking at myself like, you dummy. And that's when, you know, inflation wasn't even that bad. Like I had just extra money just sitting around, you know what I'm saying? Think about that shit. I had before inflation, I had just extra money just sitting around, and I was just putting it in Bitcoin. I was just putting it in stocks.
Yeah, so from fucking September 14th, 2020, it was at 10,000. It shot all the way up to sitting around 69K. So, like I said, $50,000 increase. 50,000 from fucking where it's at now. Let's just say it does that bullshit now. Because that was in 2020 and it happens every 4 years.
Yeah.
Bitcoin happened. So now it's around the corner of repeating itself. So I would actually, right now, I'd just be accumulating bits and pieces right now.
Yeah.
As much as you can. Like, not financial advice. By the way, nothing we say here of anything finance is financial advice. But I would definitely suggest,
if you have a few dollars, man. A
few bucks, I would definitely suggest dipping your toes in, because I mean, if this shit goes crazy and we're right, I don't want no any sour faces. I don't want nobody hitting us up be like, hey, y'all, I know y'all was talking about that crypto. Can you tell me a little bit more about it? I'm like, nope. Go check out our YouTube channel. Go check it. We've been talking about it on our channel for the longest. I mean, I can't.
I'll tell you what, that next episode is going to be on a yacht somewhere.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm just like, yo, like, fucking, this shit right here is very volatile. This shit right here is very volatile. It's something different. It's something that's not, we haven't seen shit like this before. So this is the next internet boom. When internet first came out, it fucking changed everything we ever thought of digitally.
Yeah.
This is the next wave. Yeah. Bitcoin is the next wave of that.
I'm
telling you, it's something you do not want to miss. People missed the internet back in 96. Some people missed Bitcoin, even though I think some people can still dip their toes in Bitcoin. But fucking either way.
Dude, imagine if we had the knowledge of this. If I had the knowledge of this when I didn't have any bills or anything like that, man, I would have been putting half my check when I first got into the Marine Corps. Eight years ago, I was putting half my check into my savings. Imagine I was putting half my check into Bitcoin 8 years ago. And we're giving y'all the knowledge now. I'm telling you, if I had half my check to put, you know, which wasn't much. It wasn't much back then, but goddamn, like compiling from back then until now.
Yeah, if I started my portfolio, the portfolio I have now, with everything I have now, if I started this back, at least back in 2020, just 2020. Right when I was getting out the Army, around that time. More or less around the time. If I would have had this portfolio now, just 4 years ago, I'd be a millionaire right now. Shit, I mean, if I would have gotten into Bitcoin when I first got introduced to it, and I would have taken that 400 Bitcoin I was offered, if I would have taken it, I'd be a millionaire right now. There's a lot of periods in my life where I missed out. Because I had nothing but doubt, but I had no answers, but I had doubts. Mm-hmm. And if your doubt has no answers, then maybe you should try it. Maybe you should do it. Because I'm telling you, I had a lot of doubt, but I had no reason to doubt it. No full-on actual logical reason to doubt it. So maybe if you have no answers within your doubt, maybe that might be the right thing to do at that time. I don't know. I mean, that's just me. Like I said, not financial advice, but definitely now would be a prime time just to dip your toes in to see what happens.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at the numbers right now. I made $600 in increase, just not touching anything in a year. Yeah. 600. I mean, I know it don't sound like a lot, but like, I mean, 10 years from now, I'm not worried about like right now. People think, oh shit, like, wow, right now. I'm not worried about it. I'm talking about like 2030. You know what I'm saying? 2030. It's 2024. In 2030, this portfolio, your portfolio, I'm gonna just say like it's gonna be humongous. So you might wanna get in now. You might wanna dip your toes in and don't look at it as your money. Look at it as these are assets that are later on gonna produce me. Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. So
these are assets that you're giving, you're passing down to your next generation as well.
Of course, don't look at it as a short-term thing. Like, I've been in this shit for 3 years. I've never seen crypto this live since 2021. When I first got into it to now, this is the first time in years I've seen crypto this live.
Yeah,
I can be honest. Like it's been a minute since I seen it live. It's just me, and me. I'm a long term person. I have a lot of discipline. If I get into something, I'm disciplined with it.
Yeah,
and so fucking, I'm going in. And so for years, I just seen Bitcoin, you know, go up a little bit and then shoot right down. Like it's been taking just crypto as a whole is, you know, took some decent wins and then shoot right down. Like I have not seen crypto win in a while, you feel me?
Yeah.
And so crypto right now is winning. And so what I would suggest, what I would do if I was you, not financial advice, I would dip my toes in a little bit. That's just me, how I feel. But yeah, I would definitely dip my toes in just to see what's good. You know, see what it tastes like. You know what I mean? You know, if you want to win, you got to get in.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
And so, I don't know. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of coins. I mean, there's a lot of coins out here going crazy that there's a massive potential on. You just got to, you got to look. You got to see what's your plan coming in and what's your plan coming out. And if you stick to that, I'm sure you're going to find the answer and you're pretty much going to.
And the reason why you should, and think of the reason why you shouldn't really be saving money, right, in your bank account. Think about it as this. Think about as the Federal Reserve as a coin, right? The Federal Reserve has trillions, probably more out. What's the next after trillions? Quadrillions? They have quadrillions of money supply. Their circulating supply is in the quadrillions. And you know what I'm saying? But there's no, their market cap, the market cap for the dollar is very low. It's actually 31 trillion in debt. You know what I'm saying? So there's no money being made here. It's all just an idea at this point. Crypto actually has a backing, like a circulating supply of things. It can, you can actually use in the future, right? Because crypto, you can actually use these things worldwide. Eventually, you'll be able to use these things to pay for everything. You'll probably get like a crypto card, like, hey, I'll trade you, you know, I'll give you this amount of percentage of this coin in exchange for a movie ticket, you know, something like that. Eventually, that's how it's going to be in society as a whole. But I'm telling you, the Federal Reserve note is the boomers. That's their shit. They love the Federal Reserve note. That shit's gonna fucking die. Yeah. That shit's gonna go away. We can't rely on that shit. What's gonna happen is we're gonna have a president that comes in, or we're gonna have somebody, Congress, someone's gonna come in and make sense and make the a coin for America. That's what's gonna happen. They're gonna make a crypto for America and then do away with the cash. They're gonna do away with all that. It's going to take a while.
I do believe it will eventually come to that. Man, it will eventually come to that. Like,
I mean, it will come to that.
The U.S. dollar, I mean, at this point, is just a monopoly money. It's damn near monopoly money. Like, if you see anybody now, they don't carry cash like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's some people, there's few, but they don't carry cash like that. Everything's digitalized. Like, we are primed and set up to go into the full-on digital age, where we're going to be leaving any tangible items in the past. Anything tangible you can touch and feel type shit, it's going to be in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so, really everything's primed up. Anything digital is going to be the future. Like I said, a lot of people don't want to say that because they see so many movies and shit like that, but they don't realize like it's going to happen regardless. It's going to happen. So you can either get with the times or look like that old man in those sci-fi movies. You're like, I don't know, y'all young whippersnappers. Well, now, you know, fucking the old man that dies in the fucking in those sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
The very end. So, I mean, if you can be that, I mean, that's fine with me. But shit, I don't know. I tend to the future. You know what I mean? I tend to the future. And the big crypto is the future. And I do see it.
Eventually, it's going to be the haves and the have-nots. And whoever have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 5 years from now, like I said, I mean, 5 years from now, crypto is going to be in a whole different space. And so it's really going to be, crypto is going to be in a whole different space in 5 years from now. 5 years from now, I say crypto is really going to be, like, I feel like by the next Bitcoin halving, I don't think it's going to be as big as this one, if I'm not mistaken.
You said the next Bitcoin what?
Halving, which is in the next 4 years from now, 2028. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be as big as this one. This one, I feel like, is a very important one. I don't know I don't know what it is. I just feel like this one's going to be important because by the time this one hits, there's going to be so many regulations that you can't even get rich off this shit no more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I feel like the fucking government, there's going to be too many rich people. And now the government's going to be like, hold up. Hold the fuck up. No. Yeah. Hold the fuck. What the fuck are you doing?
God damn, I can't control these people. Wait a minute.
What the fuck? Like, I feel like that's how important this Bitcoin halving is.
Yeah.
I feel like it's that important where it's going to be too many rich people where the government's going to be like, nah, we got to stop this shit. Hold the fuck up. Like, nah, we need people flipping them burgers. Get back to flipping them burgers, bitch. You know you like doing this shit. Fucking the government, Uncle Sam in a pimp costume is going to come in your house. You know your ass like flipping them burgers, bitch.
Get your ass back in that motherfucker.
What the fuck you think you're doing? Trying to fucking create generational wealth. What the fuck you think you're doing?
You know, honestly, there are people, though, that just kind of just want to, like, live, like, a benign life, though. There are some people just want to be, you know, just low-key and stuff like that, which, you know, I teach his own to those people. But I'm telling you, man, it's going to get a point to where it's, like, it's the haves and the have-nots. And all are going to be not complaining on a yacht, on a spaceship, wherever the hell we have in the next 10, 25 years. And chilling, going back and forth to Mars, and all the have-nots will be complaining.
Yeah,
sipping this, sipping their liquor, and breathing their toxic air here on Earth. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a vast difference in people, the haves and have-nots.
Yeah, the total recall shit type shit. You know what I mean? But yeah. I'm like. Listen, y'all, I understand. I get it. There's a lot of doubts. I've had doubts. But, again, no answers within those doubts. So, again, the only way is through. And maybe crypto is your financial freedom that gets you through that. And that changes your family tree forever. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the one thing that actually turns your whole family tree around, you know, from generations of poverty. And if you're black like me, generations of slavery, you get to be the one to change it. You are the one to change it. You're the one that comes out rich and actually turns your family into a sophisticated family, no longer chained to their ancestors, no longer chained to the, no longer chained to poverty, no longer chained to the negative past of your family tree. You're only tending to the future. And the future's bright. You know, at the end of the day, you could say all this, like, oh, I don't want to be rich and do this and that. You can't do shit without money. You can't do shit without it. There's nothing in this world you can't do without money. Yeah. I mean, there are a few things, but still, like, if you want to get shit done, 90% of the time you're going to need money.
Gonna need some money. You're going to need that dough.
You're going to need fucking money. And even then, you're going to need lots of money. And so, listen, yo, I get it. And I understand. And most people want to believe that, hey, my 9-to-5 mediocre job is going to be doing it. It's going to do me just fine. But I'm telling you, we are, you know, inflation's only going to get higher. Right now, inflation's stable for now.
Yeah.
But once everybody starts, once the shit happens or once the a lot of people start getting rich, or a lot more money starts coming in, They're gonna rise that shit up. They're like, oh, you motherfuckers. Okay. Now we gotta fucking. Now I was being cool with y'all motherfuckers. Uncle Sam gonna be a pimp. Hey, he gonna start pimp slapping some of y'all.
Yeah.
Why do you think Uncle Sam got a top hat and a cane? That's a pimp.
That's a pimp.
Uncle Sam's a pimp. He pimps most of these baby mamas. It's getting money out of child support. He be pimping those women. You don't think he's gonna pimp you too? He be pimping women off children. He be pimping children. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
he gives a fuck about you. He pimps children for child support. He pimps these little kids out. You think he gives a fuck about you? No, he don't give a fuck about you. There's no moral code with the Uncle Sam. He'll pimp it. He'll pimp anybody if he can. So get your money while you can, y'all. Free yourself from the bullshit. Anyways, I'm done on my end. I don't know if you got anything else to say on crypto.
Yeah, I'm good on my end. Keep investing, guys. Keep investing.
Invest, y'all. Not financial advice, but invest.
Yeah.
Anyways, that I think that we're done with our reflection of 2023. Good reflection. Good reflection of what we want to bring into the new year. Good, you know, revelation a little bit. But still, overall, good reflection. I like reflecting off the past year and what's to come. But at the end of it all, we got to tend to the future, y'all. Anyways, I got to start getting ready for work in a minute. So this episode won't be posted on the 1st. I'll probably post it either on the 2nd or the 3rd. So whenever y'all get this, y'all get this. But yeah, it's been real, y'all. This is the new year. Much love. New possibilities. But yeah. Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year, man. 2024,
we're going to start it. And and also next week, we're going to officially get started on season 2. So it's going to be
coming soon, baby.
So now it's going to be switched up. So it's going to pretty much going to be the same thing we've been doing these past weekends. And it's going to be Friday / the weekend, not just Friday anymore. It's going to be either come out either on Friday or sometime in the weekend.
Yeah.
So we're going to spend the time a little bit more just because we have crazy schedules, as you guys know, but we want to get the season started. I've been telling y'all for months that we're going to get season 2 started. It's time to put my money where my mouth is. So season 2 coming to you next week.
We coming, baby. Too easy podcast is coming.
It's too easy.
It's too easy for you boys.
But anyways, peace out, y'all. Much love. Happy New Year.